So welcome to Iowa for Word on the 7th of April. So we're going to be meeting on the first Sunday of every month at this bookstore, thanks to Steve.
Thank you, Steve.
And actually, this whole event kind of happened with the energy of Simon and Rochelle last year at National Poetry Day. Pat White and a few other people had a lovely event where they traveled around Carterton, Masterton, and Greytown.
In a coffee shop in our city, which is every coffee shop in every city, on a day which is every day, I picked up a magazine, which is every magazine. I read a story, then I forgot it right away.
So we decided now to feature a writer each month. So please welcome Simon Fleck, who will do what he wants to do.
This one's called Extinction Is Only Deferred.
Can you read it first?
I certainly can. Would that be cool if I can do that?
Well, I'm just curious how different
it's going to be.
It's true.
Armed in the mind with intelligence, strength in the hand to write, with fist or with quill or with firearm, and the program ready to fight. Police state entrenching the fascists, the Zolotics running the scam, politicians pumping profit, the nobody's giving a damn.
Extinction is only deferred.
And that, you know, that music coming in afterwards is quite symbolic of what is happening, I think. Mm. That we all go, oh yes, that's terrible. And then we get on. And then we get on with the dance.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Do you think that's because we don't know what else to do yet?
I think it is. I think it's just
because there's no other tune. Yeah.
But there's this beautiful poem that my father just sent me, this book by Betsy Scholl, who I don't know, a poet from my home state of Maine in New England in the U.S. And it's about, you know, young motherhood. So I'll read this thinking of my friend. It's called Lullaby in Blue. The child takes her first journey through the inner blue world of her mother's body. Blue veins, blue eyes, frail petal lids. Beyond that unborn brackish world so deep, it will be felt forever as longing, a dream of blue notes plucked from memory's guitar. The wind blows indigo shadows under streetlights. Clouds crowd the moon and bear down on the limbs of a blue spruce. The child's head appears, midnight pond, weedy and glistening, draws back, reluctant to leave her first home. Blue catch in the mother's throat, ferocious bruise of a growl,
and outslides the la humanidad dejó este espacio para vivir en otro, donde el tiempo deja de tener relevancia para cada individuo, donde ir al pasado es completamente factible. No lo hubiéramos jamás imaginado, pero las consecuencias de crear inteligencia artificial no fue que los robots se volvieran humanos, sino más bien que los humanos se volvieran máquinas. Déjeme aclarar cómo pasó.
It's someone, we don't know who, it's relating how happened that the humanity lived now in another space where the times have no sense, and where people can go to the past or the future, and they don't understand exactly what is happening inside this extreme space. And say that the first step was when Sylvia, that it's a software...
From the shape of your shaved head, I recognized your silhouette as you walked out of the sun.